My intention is to take the other witnesses. Any other questions of Dr. Slimer? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time, I appreciate it.
Dr. Owens.
I'm Leroy Owens, on the executive board of the Superintendent's Association, also Superintendent of Lucian Region, formerly Southwest Region Assistant, and formerly Dillingham City, and a consultant with a lot of the districts on curriculum development in the state. I would suggest, as has already been stated, that our elected school boards locally are the best place to focus curricular development, I would hope, and in deference to them, and also to the Department of Education people who are focusing on some of these things right now. And if you've not heard of that, they have formed a curriculum panel that's been working on a model elementary curriculum that has touched some of the areas, certainly, that you're talking about. That's happened in just the last year. There is one of the oil companies that's put some money into development of geological information that's being tested. My district in the Aleutians that's had very little was volcano activity and needs to know that because it's such an important part of the geology, is getting help. We've had teachers involved who are very, very excited in creating materials that will be shared with districts around the state. Last year in Dillingham, at the encouragement of my school board there, a principal and a staff in an elementary joined a consortium with other districts, formed one actually, and wrote a geography text that is being used and shared by those districts with others, specific to fourth and fifth grade, sixth grade as well, because there wasn't really a good geography text for that area. I think there is a lot of change, and I want to take some exception. I think a lot is going on. There's a lot of attention. One of the areas that really is scaring us very much is the lack of good information, adults as well as kids, on ANSCA and issues related to that, and that's Alaska government, how we get to the place we are, what are the alternatives, where are we heading, is a critical issue. At upper elementary grades and all elementary, we tend not to teach subjects in the same way we would by categorizing them separately. Often they're integrated parts of the of curricula. I think that's a much better way to approach, so that locally we might focus sometimes, depending on the types of students, if there are a lot of new ones and so on, we may need to focus a different way. I do like the notion of bringing matters like this to the attention of the people that need to be doing it, and whose basic responsibility is to do that. And that, to me, are local boards. DOE certainly should be helping us develop model curriculum. If you intend to do something, I certainly would suggest it be more by resolution than by bill. I think we probably need to stay out of the area of having two or three different groups writing curriculum or imposing that in a sense. And yet the need and the desire, and I think the intention of Representative Jenkins' bill is very positive and the kind of thing that doesn't hurt to convey to people.
Let me ask you a question, Doctor. So your feeling would be, I take it, to include geography in the resolution?
If you, it wouldn't hurt to do that, though, as a matter of course, it's being taught, and I believe if we were to look, the districts I'm familiar with, those topics are included, sometimes not to the extent.
How about the, is your feeling the same as Dr. Slimo on the earth sciences, not to put that in?
Well, I believe that in the districts I'm familiar, it's being taught, but perhaps not in the kind of subject way that others might think it important. It's hard not to teach those things together. You know, geography, geology are interrelated.
Are there other questions of Dr. Owens?
I have a question. If in fact all of these 47 districts, as has been indicated, are doing something, and if in fact everybody wants to work on it, and there are things going on, why are we developing model curriculum?
I think a lot of districts do need, there are new people coming into the field that know very little about Alaska, for example, and they need help. We do have a very active in-service program, and that's where the development of earth science and so on in my district is taking place. I think that's a very good way to encourage that. But it's a continuous thing. It isn't something we can do one time. It's been my experience that putting a course on the curriculum doesn't mean it's going to get taught either.
Yeah,
it takes a lot more than that.
That's my fear also.
By the way, I think that it's in order to mention that, Dr. Owens at one time was a member of the Oregon State House of Representatives. We'd particularly welcome you for that reason.
Nice to be here.
I see you again.
Any other questions for Dr. Owens? Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, what district do you represent?
University of Oregon District. Democrat.
And an author of a book.
No, I'm independent.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not. I say that.
You can't be forgiven.
Independent can't be on one side or the other.
You can be forgiven for your prior transgression. Hopefully you'll learn as the system goes along.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Since it is 6:15, could we, I'd like to meld them together and have a resolution, but I don't want to do it now.
No. There are two other people. We have Ms. Pierce and we have Mr. McKinnon. Can you both be here tomorrow?
I cannot be here tomorrow.
I would like to take your testimony now.
I'm sorry. But
that's perfectly okay. And then Ms. Pierce, we will take your testimony tomorrow. I would be pleased to work with anyone who wishes to work on this either bill or resolution, and we'll try to come up with a committee substitute for something to place before the group tomorrow. Mr. McKinnon, would you please identify yourself?
Don McKinnon of the Alaska Council School Administrators, and I would quickly point out that the president of the Alaska Council School Administrators is here, and you had her before you a little bit ago, Darlene Trent.
Would you like to testify?
And she might come on up here.
Don will be testifying.
Would you like to come up and join him in case you have anything to
do?
You always wonder if she wouldn't come up. You'd be in deep trouble.
We usually do all of our work by teleconference, so it's unusual for us to be here.
She happens to be on BTPC also, an active lady. Our posture as administrators in the state is that we are very concerned about any attempt to mandate curriculum. We would support the resolution procedure. We think the resolution procedure has come over from the other thing. Even if you were to add the elementary segment in there, of those things would be the proper way to go, and if that's sent to the state board and that's conveyed to school districts, I think you're going to send your message for those who may be slow. And so we would very much support that as opposed to a mandated curriculum. I think Mr. Slama articulated the track that you're going to step into down the road if you start a precedent in this area, and before long you're going to be laying out the whole curriculum. And I think rather take a lot of your time. That's where we would be coming from.
Thank you.
I just have one question.
Representative Hurley, then I have a question.
How do you feel about that the regulations require at least one unit of credit? That's a mandate. That's part of the Senate resolution.
The one that came over, isn't that the Hess version?
No. What I have is Senate Concurrent Resolution 10.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 10.
It requires 1 hour.
Wait a minute. There's apparently you have a committee substitute?
I have a committee substitute.
I'm wondering, is there...
That's why there is a committee substitute.
And
we may not
that
have
that. Was taken
that.
Out? Yeah. I don't have that.
Well, I'll read what it says right up there, requesting the state board to request local school boards to require the study of Alaska history and government in the schools of the state.
But what's the resolve say?
If you
look down at the bottom
what's
paragraph,
the
Don,
say?
On that front page, it should say one credit hour in it. That's what ours says.
Yeah.
One unit of credit. Line 25. Just apparently.
Line 25, let's see.
It's just the
resolve. Be resolved, the Alaska legislature respectfully requests the State Board of Education request local school districts require the study of Alaska history and government for graduation from high school, and be it goes on.
Oh, good. They took it out.
It's really in the format, and that's why we can support this.
Okay.
That's amendments we've been sitting here playing with, trying to dig out of this thing.
I think if you were to add the issues here and speak to the elementary curriculum that you want some of those things addressed there, then you would probably...
But do you have a feeling about geography and earth science?
I taught earth science, and I've also taught social studies, and I could not teach geography without teaching some earth science, particularly at that level. You'd have to mingle the two together. I think they go hand in hand. I don't think they're separate issues. And I think, can be addressed very easily in there. I would almost say that in Alaska, at that level, if I was doing a unit in Alaska history, I would probably take in Alaska history, geography, and at the elementary level. I cover the whole 9 yards.
Alaska history, geography, and what?
And the earth science, the whole thing, because it's a total unit to study our state. It's a studying of our state. You've got an elementary principal here that could probably address that even better than I can.
We're going to have to study.
Under social studies. year under social studies.
Well, this is a better...
Are you going to be here tomorrow, Ms. Trail?
I will be here for the PCC Commission. We are meeting here today and tomorrow.
Okay, we would welcome you, if you have some time, or somebody else has time or interest, to be back at 4:30. We are going to adjourn now. We will take this up as the first order of business tomorrow. And I would again welcome anybody to work with Representative Hurley, if you're interested, and myself, anybody else who wants to work on this. And Nancy will help us. And,
this is a much better one. You don't have to do much to it.
Okay, we are adjourned. It is now 21 minutes after 6. Thank you. And we'll take